Coming up in the next 10 minutes, Shane Warne makes it 700.
Warne's bowling and Strauss is forward. He's bowled! That's it! Warne takes his 700th test wicket. Clean bowling, Strauss. And he's doing a little lap of honour out there. And he's surrounded by the Australian team. Warne is jubilant.
First to Melbourne, where Shane Warne made the first day of the fourth test against England his day. Warne took 5 wickets and became the first player to claim 700 test wickets when he clean bowled Andrew Strauss for 50. England struggled to 159 all out, but were given a glimmer of hope when captain Andrew Flintoff struck twice to leave Australia 48 for 2 at stumps. The ABC's Jim Maxwell watched Warne's performance at the MCG.
It was extraordinary because there was a lot of nervousness and anxiety about what he was likely to do, the expectation being so enormous coming into his penultimate test match. And I'm sure he was a relieved man when he bowled Strauss. That got rid of whatever nerves there may have been for someone who's taken as many wickets as he has. But from there on, he just mesmerised England. It's as if they continued to be intimidated by Warne in much the same way they've been since 1993 when he bowled Mike Gatting, and it was a fairly inept performance from the lower order England players against him. He rolled them out in front of a crowd of 90,000. He was enjoying himself, I think. He was playing with them, and the body language was all over them, really. He just enjoyed the theatre, the opportunity. For him, it was a memorable performance, but I'm sure English fans will say he got a few soft wickets.
Well, Shane spoke to Gerald Wakeley after his historic wicket haul.
Oh, it was a pretty special day, that's for sure. It was an amazing day. It was just great to be part of it. And, to do what we did today as a group and also from an individual point of view, to take 5 wickets, get your 700th, it doesn't get too much better than that.
There was a lot of theatre. The crowd was chanting for you to come on early. Gilly took your hat off at one stage. The crowd cheered and then booed when you didn't come on. Now, could you feel the anticipation surrounding the moment?
Yeah, and I could, and I also wanted to try and deliver as best I possibly could for the crowd. And at the stage of the game, we sort of needed a wicket, though. Started to get a good partnership together, so I was happy to get that one out the way. But, look, a really good day for Australia today.
So Andrew Strauss was Shane Warne's 700th Test victim. He spoke to the BBC's Mark Pugach about his unwanted place in cricketing history.
Yeah, I was just very frustrated, really. I did a lot of hard work to get to 50-odd, and just when I was looking to cash in, I got out. So, pretty frustrated with the day's effort.
You've seen it on the replay, I'm sure. What did you make of it?
I don't know. I'm still not quite sure how I missed it, to be honest. But, obviously a great moment for Shane Warne, not such a great one for myself.
Yeah, sadly for you, you'll always be in the record books now, won't you, for a momentous moment.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm sure that there are 699 other victims that weren't very happy getting out to him, and I'm no different to that.